Ileana's on the phone and has a question about Tree Star. What's your question?
Yeah, so how long do we have to enter the Joe and Alex Show Tree Star contest?
Okay, we're picking the winner, like announcing it on air Monday. That's the 13th, I believe. But you have until, I think, this Friday, the 10th. So you've got a couple of days to get it in. Are you excited, like you got your own little rendition ready to go?
Yes, I don't want to give anything away. I don't want anyone stealing my strategy.
I can't hear your singing voice, but I can just tell with your personality, you got a good chance. And that's what I want to tell people. It's just about your performing, too. You don't have to sound necessarily the best.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt, though.
Just make sure you use hashtag Joe and Alex.
Yeah, that way we can find it on Twitter, Instagram, or our Facebook page. So what else is going on with you today besides getting information about Tree Star?
I was kind of hoping you weren't going to ask me that because I'm kind of the worst liar, and I'm just totally incapable of telling, like, even white lies. Can I just go ahead and get off the phone now before I say too much?
No.
What's going on with you? Now you got me intrigued. You could have been like, oh, I'm just working, and I would have been like, oh, boring. So
yeah. What's
going on with you? What are you doing?
Hey.
You cannot swear on the air, okay? Please don't swear.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry, it's just that I'm like kind of up to my elbows in my boss's Facebook messages right now.
What do you mean you hacked into their Facebook account?
No, like I'm the one messaging her.
What?
Yeah, okay, I know it's really weird. Are you sure you have time for this? It's a really long, like, backstory.
Yeah, I could be here
juicy.
All day with this. Let's hear about
this. It sounds juicy, so yes, we do have time.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, I mean, I know that people say, like, their bosses, they suck and they're the worst, but I seriously have the worst boss ever. Like, she's so bad that a few people I work with literally quit, and they didn't even have another job lined up. Like,
that's dumb. Yeah. You can't do that. You got to stick it out till you find another line of work.
But if it's that bad, they want out.
Yeah, I mean, one guy left, and he was making $85,000 a year, and he left to work at a thrift store.
Oh, my gosh!
That's desperate, desperate measures.
Yeah, I mean, well, because she makes it a living hell for us to work here. Like, her deal, like, this is who she is. She's, like, 48, never been married, and, I mean, as far as I know, I don't think she's even had a boyfriend ever. And I'd be willing to bet, I don't think she's ever kissed anyone either.
Wow, Josie Grossi.
Wait, are you thinking that maybe you're looking in the wrong section? Maybe she's not into guys?
No, definitely into guys. But, I mean, she's kind of the most unattractive woman I've ever met.
Ooh.
And, like, she just doesn't try. Like, she wears these really old clothes and she's got a bit of a hairy lip.
Oh,
really
God.
Oh, does anybody tell her? I feel so bad because it's natural for women to have facial hair. But does anybody tell her? Do you think maybe she doesn't realize as a woman that she's got like a little mustache goatee going on?
Go to Ideal Image.
I don't think she has any friends and none of us can tell her. Obviously, she's our boss.
Like, yeah.
She would probably fire us if we told her. I mean, you can kind of say that desperate times called for desperate measures. So I decided to do something I never, ever would have considered before. I'm catfishing her.
No way. Oh, my God.
Why are you catfishing her?
Ooh, this is juicy.
I just thought it might, like, you know, put her in a better mood. So I've been acting like this super hot, successful guy on Facebook and, you know, acting like I'm really into her and talking to her. And we've been talking for 4 months now.
Oh, my gosh. That's not going to end up well.
But it kind of has been. That's the thing. Like, I send her pics from a guy that I went to high school with. Like, that's the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I tell her that, like, we can't talk on the phone and stuff, but she is excited. Like, she really likes this guy, me, and he lives in Germany, so, like, she hasn't been able to meet him.
I was going to say, are you smart enough to make it so he lives out of town so, like, it would be hard to meet? Because if he lives in Indy, there's no excuse why he can't supposedly meet her.
Oh, no. Yeah, Germany, where, like, I don't even remember the time difference, but, like, that's the excuse I give her, that, oh, I can't talk on the phone because I got to be asleep.
Red flags.
And, I mean, the plans worked out kind of well because she's taken the bait, she really likes this guy, and she's been happy at work.
Really? Like, how so? Like, she's been acting nicer to everybody?
Yeah, like, so much nicer. I mean, she even does her own job better. We're all killing our quotas, and even her bosses have noticed how amazing that she's done because our team has done so well over the last few months. And, like, as a reward for all the great work everyone's done, they want to send one employee to this huge, like, international conference that's a super big deal. and the conference is in Germany.
No!
Are they sending her?
Yes, because they know about the guy. So they said, well, we want to send a higher up, and we want to send you so you can finally meet your boyfriend.
Oh, my God! Now you have to fess up because she thinks she's going to go to Germany to meet this guy, right?
You're screwed.
I know. And look, when they said Germany, I thought I was going to throw up on everybody. Like, I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do.
It's not even her that knows about him. Like, all of her bosses know. Everyone in your company, it sounds like, knows about this guy. So that if it gets revealed that it's you, everyone will know it's you. There's no way you would keep your job.
Exactly. So, I mean, but I also feel like maybe it's, like, a little too mean, or maybe I should just kind of ghost her. I honestly have no idea what to do.
If you want to keep your job, yeah, you have to literally vanish out of thin air. But the bad part is she's going to be even worse, I bet, than she was acting before all this, because she's going to be heartbroken and confused and angry and frustrated, and she's going to take all of that out on you guys. So if you thought it was bad working for this chick beforehand, it's going to be even worse now.
But wait a minute. If she just starts ghosting or breaks up, that's going to make her miserable, like you said. Like, can't you, if you just keep the lie going, what if you said that you, I'm going to be out of the country, like you're going somewhere on vacation that weekend or something?
Yeah, you could.
Like, what she gets to, like, maybe you could lie that way. But, I mean, you've created this thing that there's no real way to stop it now. You've screwed yourself over.
I know. Yeah, no, I played myself. I don't know what to do.
I have no idea. Whoa, this is so crazy. I cannot imagine your stress levels right now. Like, I need to go get a massage stat.
Yeah, every time, like, since they announced the Germany trip, like, I feel like I need a glass of wine before I go into work. I feel like she is going to find out at work, and she's going to kill me. Like, I just don't know.
Is there any way that, like, are you in any type of financial position that you could quit and try to find another job just before all of this? Like, that's awful.
No. I'm, like, fresh out of college.
Okay.
No. What's, like, nobody, I laugh at this and be like, oh, my boss sucks, I'm quitting my job. Unless your boss is, like, sexually harassing you and you can't do anything about it, you've got to stick out that hellhole until you find a new job. You cannot just quit.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know. I'm sorry, I know this was, like, you guys weren't expecting all this morning. So sorry.
No. We were trying to talk to you about the tree star.
This is fascinating. Now I'm really intrigued. I don't know anyone that's ever catfished someone before. So, like, this is wild. I want to, like, see what other people think you should do. If anyone thinks you should, just come out and tell her the truth. Because I don't think that you should.
I don't think so. That's what I'm leaning towards. I kind of just want to set it up, kind of like what Joe said. Just maybe you say that he's going on vacation somewhere else and then break up after Germany trip.
All right, Ileana, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. And we look forward to seeing your tree star submission, too.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Thanks, guys.
317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. So you're saying, Alex, that she just needs to, like, just break it off?
Just vanish out of thin air.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost, okay. I just say, yeah, I actually don't know what to do in this one. I have no advice.
It's wild.
But maybe you do. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.